USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist, apologized after telling a group of young supporters while speaking in English that politicians should be, quote, put against a wall, end of quote. Critics allege the remark delivered in Italy meant she was advocating for violence against world leaders who dodged their responsibilities on climate change. She said, we have to make sure they can never do that, that we put them against the wall, and that they will have to do their jobs and protect our futures. She said the phrase in her native language means only to hold people accountable. She also said she's going to be taking a break from activism, saying she will be home for Christmas, then taking a long holiday break because you have to step away. Otherwise, you can't do this all the time. On Thursday, the 16-year-old became the youngest person to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
International climate talks ended today with major polluters resisting calls to ramp up efforts to keep global warming at bay and negotiators postponing the regulation of global carbon markets until next year. In the end, delegates from almost 200 nations endorsed a declaration to help poor countries that are suffering the effects of climate change, although they didn't allocate any new funds to do so. Former FBI Director James Comey acknowledged today that a Justice Department Inspector General report identified real sloppiness in the surveillance of former Trump campaign aides and said he was wrong to have been overconfident about how the Russia investigation was handled. But Comey also insisted he was right to feel measures of vindication because the report did not find evidence for the most sensational of President Donald Trump's claims that he had been wiretapped and illegally spied on, and that the FBI had committed treason in investigating the ties between Russia and his 2016 campaign. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As toxic volcanic gases fill the atmosphere around New Zealand's White Island, recovery efforts continue for at least two more victims. USA's John Clements reports.
The two remaining victims are believed to be the tour guide and the boat captain who had taken the tourists to the island when the volcano erupted on Monday. 16 are known dead, while all the others suffered severe burns. New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Clements said the recovery effort could not continue on Sunday due to poor weather conditions and the danger of another eruption.
Eight bodies had been seen by those that were on the mountain immediately after the eruption, and we had always anticipated recovering six of those bodies, and we had a task to do with regard to the remaining two.
Scientists warn the White Island volcano, which is the exposed tip of a mostly undersea volcano, is highly volatile and could erupt again. I'm John Clemens.
Louisiana State University quarterback Joe Burrow is the 2019 Heisman Memorial Trophy winner. The award was presented at the end of an hour-long ceremony. Burrow has led the LSU Tigers to a 13-0 record in 2019 and the top spot in the college football playoff bracket. The LSU quarterback was considered a favorite coming into the ceremony. Burrow is a transfer from Ohio State. He made the move to LSU when he realized Dwayne Haskins, now the quarterback for the Washington Redskins, would be named the starting quarterback in Ohio State in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.